talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
There's a garden to tend. There's fruit on the ground, and the birds have all moved back into my attic. Whistling static, and the young learn to fly. I will patch all the holes up again. Well, I can't believe that my lime tree is dead. I thought it was sleeping, I guess it got.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Jack Johnson with Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from GDC Home, and we'll be talking with Lori Marvel and Gil Tisdale with GDC Home. Also, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. Interior designer Judy Bistany with Judy Bistany Interior Design. Amy Novick with Gateway Supply Company. And finally, Patrick Stewart and Brian Jordan with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters. Well, I wanted to bring you up to date on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is happening Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. There will be 8 private residences that will be opening up their homes on Daniel Island, and tickets are selling very quickly for this. And so there's going to be a story in tomorrow's Post and Courier. I expect we're going to be selling a lot of tickets over the weekend. So we only sell 400 of these tickets. So if you want to get your tickets, you might want to go ahead and get online. Go to DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. They're $25 a piece. And if there's any tickets on the day of the event on Saturday, April 28th, they'll be $30. Per ticket, and it's to benefit East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. But let me give you some details about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour being sponsored by the Post and Courier. To begin with, as I mentioned, it's happening Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 5 p.m., and there's 8 stunning custom-built homes that will be on display. And the first house is at 572 Waiting Place, and it was built by custom builders Shelter Custom Built Living and being sponsored by Aqua Blue Pools and Sub-Zero. And there's going to be a couple chefs from Sub-Zero and Wolf who will be on hand demonstrating their cooking equipment and offering samples to everyone who's walking through their house. The second house is located at 129 Nobles Point, and it was also built by Shelter Custom Built Living. And this house is sponsored by Stone Central Granite Marble and Quartz. The third house is located at 449 Lassane Street, and it was built by Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations. And it's sponsored by Coralberry Cottage. The fourth home was built by Del Pino Custom Homes. It's located at 1433 Tidal Mill Place, and it's being sponsored by Nano Environmental Solutions. The fifth house, custom-built home, is located at 129 Brailsford Street on Daniel Island, and it was built by Low Country Premier Custom Homes. And it's sponsored by Outdoor Lighting Perspectives and Backyard Retreats. The fifth custom home was built by Mashi Custom Homes, and it's located at 565 Waiting Place, and it's being sponsored by Next Gen Technologies. So this house is loaded up with all sorts of electronic bells and whistles, integrated security and surveillance, and custom audio-video distribution. So you'll definitely want to look at that. The sixth house is located at 1440 Smythe Street, and it was built by Jackson Built Custom Homes, being sponsored by Floor Coverings International. The eighth home is located at 250 Furman Farm Place, and it's being sponsored by Mosquito Shield. It was built by Max Crosby Construction, and it's got quartz countertops in the kitchen, stained and whitewashed cypress ceilings, lighted barrel arch foyer hallway, a stair tower finished with vertical and horizontal shiplap, lots and lots of great details in all of these homes. And as I mentioned, you can get tickets at DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com. They're only $25 in advance, and if we always sell out, so you want to get yours soon. And as I mentioned, there's a story in the Post and Courier tomorrow. So I expect there's going to be a lot of sales tomorrow after people read the story. if there's any tickets that remain on Saturday, April 28th, there will be $30 per person. But if you are building a home, if you're remodeling, if you're in the planning stages, a home tour is one of the best things that you can do, because there's no replacing being able to see everything up close and versus, you know, shelter magazines like Charleston Home and Design Magazine are great, but there's just no replacing being able to see everything up close. And you're going to get lots and lots of ideas and inspiration. So definitely want to check out the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. It's taking place on Saturday, April 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. to benefit East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. And you can buy tickets at DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com. That's DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from GDC Home, located at 1290 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley, and they also have two other locations. And now we are talking with Lori Marvel and Gil Tisdale with GDC Home. How are you folks doing?
Doing well.
Great, thank you.
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about GDC Home.
So GDC is a local family-owned business. So in the Charleston area, we have three locations. We're in the West Ashley location today, which is the largest. And then we also have a Mount Pleasant store, which is our second largest. And then a great store out in Freshfields Village near Kiowa.
Gotcha. Tell everyone what GDC Home offers.
So we offer pretty much anything that you could desire for your home. We started out sort of as a very small fabric store back in the 70s, and it's slowly but surely grown into a full-scale kind of design showroom. So we offer custom furniture, fabrics on the bolt. We have a ton of rugs in stock, but pretty much anything that you could list out that you need for your interior, we can take care of.
And the GDC Home West Ashley location, I think this used to be a Rhodes Furniture way back when.
I did.
I am amazed at how you have filled this place, because this is a gigantic store, isn't it?
Yes, and it's also the location. This is headquarters. Our corporate offices are here. Our warehouse is here. All of our furniture is sold here on the floor. We have outdoor furniture. And so it It's filled, that's for sure.
And the owner of GDC Home, he has quite a heritage, right? Background?
He does. So Harry Gregory is the owner, and this company in some kind of incarnation has been in his family since the 1700s. So the Gregory name has been attached to some sort of business in the Charleston area since a long time ago. And he sort of inherited it from his mother, who I mentioned kind of did the fabric store mm-hmm. end of it. And then when he kind of came back around after college, he decided to take it over and really expand it into mm-hmm. what you know as GDC today, sort of incorporating direct importing, especially in some of the wooden furniture and rugs. So he really kind of revolutionized what we stand for.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What's the are there any differences between the three GDC Home locations, or will you find the kind of the same sort of thing in all three?
Well, with the store being the largest and being headquarters, things come into this store first, and then they're kind of sent out to the other stores. So a lot of times the newest things will come into this location, and we have the largest stock. So, but the other stores can order and have the same access to the same products we do.
Gotcha. So if you might not see everything at the other GDC homes that you find here at the GDC home in West Ashley.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And they each sort of have their own feel and their own kind of vibe. So you'll see all the same vendors represented on the floors of the three stores, but there's a different kind of melding of that for each store. You know, we're sort of in the middle of all these different areas in West Ashley, so we're kind of close to downtown, kind of have a proximity to the beaches, whereas Mount Pleasant kind of is really close to the coast over by Sullivan's and Alapalm, so they carry sort of a little bit more of a coastal eclectic vibe. And then Kiowa, of course, being in a resort community, has mm-hmm. its own feel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you travel down to the three different stores, you'll get a totally different experience with each, which is interesting and keeps it unique.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that all three GDC Home stores has in common is you all have a design staffs, right?
Correct. Yes, we do.
And about how many designers here in the West Ashley store to help customers?
We probably have about 7 in this store, maybe a few more over in the Mount Pleasant store, and all the designers here, you know, we can help our customers in the store, and we also offer in-home consultations as well.
Mm. That's important. So you folks, the designers at GDC Home will do house calls then?
Yes, and we do a lot of project work in this store. A lot of designers use this location for big projects that they're working on, so we'll do home projects where we're actually traveling out there and helping them make their selections in their home.
Will interior designers outside of GDC Home bring their clients here to pick out
yes, definitely.
Furnishings?
You know, we're in our design center, and so a lot of the designers do like this location because of our large design center.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they will bring their clients in here, and we can help with floor plans and all of the furniture selections.
Good. What's cool is I've been been hearing a lot about the West Ashley revitalization, and so you guys are right in the kind of at the gateway of West Ashley when people enter this area. Are you folks doing anything special with that?
So we're definitely keeping an eye on it. We've been located on Sam Rittenberg Boulevard for 12 years. And as you mentioned, it was previously a Rhodes furniture store sort of in the 90s. And then everything sort of had the brakes put on, so to speak. And now it's ramping back up. So we have been patiently waiting for that. But we're definitely aware of what's going on, you know, right across the street from us even. So we are located, like you said, sort of right at the beginning of 26, where it connects to Sam Rittenberg, very close to Savannah Highway as well. And this stretch of Sam Rittenberg is being really focused on as far as revitalization, new businesses coming in, even just a facelift on the road itself,
mm-hmm.
sidewalks. So that's kind of exciting to see as far as a business located over here.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot of people who are remodeling their homes, maybe building new homes as customers at GDC Home?
Oh, definitely. The new home construction is really booming right now. So we get a lot of people who are moving to this area. I think they say something like, you know, 500 people are moving a day into Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely see it in this location. New home construction and renovations too.
Right, right. You're building a new home. You're moving into a new home. That old furniture just doesn't seem to always fit, and so that's the point when it'll trigger a need for new furnishings around the house. Talk about some of the different vendors and products that GDC Home carries.
So we have a wide array of vendors, depending on the category that you're sort of searching for. But as far as our big upholstery vendors, which is kind of our bread and butter, that's all we have the most inventory of. We carry a ton of Lee Industries. Miles Talbot is another big vendor. Vanguard, Hickory Chair, these are all North Carolina-based sort of old upholstery vendors that we work with really closely. And within those vendors, they offer a ton of different customization. So pretty much anything that you could possibly want as far as sofas, chairs, we can definitely work within those vendors to find for you. And then the same goes for outdoor furniture. We have big vendors like Lloyd Flanders, Summer Classics, Kingsley Bate. And then kind of to augment that, we have our own sort of private labels. I kind of mentioned the importing that Harry Gregory does. And within that, we sort of design our own rugs in India, source our own wooden furniture pieces. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a nice mix of vendors, both public and private label.
That's great. What kinds of trends are you seeing? What are people choosing? Like, as I look around, I see a lot of neutral colors, a lot of creams and whites and things like that.
No, definitely. The whites, the neutral colors have always been popular, I think, in the Low Country. Various shades of blues. We're seeing some more jewel tones coming back in.
Slipcover furniture still very popular.
Slipcover is always popular here. People like that ability with beach houses to be able to take the covers off and wash them. We're seeing fabrics now are very popular. The Krypton fabrics, the stain-resistant fabrics are popular. Mm-hmm. Definitely seeing a major trend toward that.
Good deal. And outdoor furniture is becoming very, very popular. Talk about that a little bit.
So I think people want to have a more casual lifestyle. They want to live indoors and outdoors sort of equally, and they want to treat those spaces very similarly. So that's what Lori was saying about the stain-resistant fabrics being inside and sort of living in both spaces the same way. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a trend of, you know, kind of outdoor spaces being finished very closely related to indoor living spaces. Mm. Rugs, pillows, lots of rich textiles. And speaking a little bit more to that, we do have a promotion going on this month with outdoor furniture. We kind of, you know that that's the time of the year that people sort of focus on their exterior spaces. So for the whole month of April, it's 20% off pretty much anything related to outdoor furniture, rugs, pillows.
And one of the things, you know, in this area too, with our weather, we know we carry products like teak and treated materials so that you don't have to worry about them being outdoors. Mm-hmm. And certainly this area can be really rough on outdoor furniture, so we definitely see some great collections that have come out with teak, and we have a new line that we're carrying that's a recycled material, and it looks like teak. It's amazing. So it's really, there's a lot of innovation happening in the outdoor furniture world.
Yeah, those interior designers are being asked to do a lot of work outside of the house. It's almost like they're going to need to change their name to interior-exterior designers or something.
Right.
Well, good deal. Well, talk about, tell everyone how they get more information about GDC Home.
So you can go to our website. We have a great website. It's gdchome.com. You can always give us a call as well. Either of the three locations can help you with questions you have about specific products. But on our website, we show kind of a sampling of what we offer. There's nowhere for us to show the kind of expanse of what we have in the showrooms currently, but it gives you a nice feel for what we have. We usually do seasonal lookbooks and photo shoots. You can see those images online. Look up the designers. So that's kind of a good resource for sure.
Instagram, Facebook, we're there as well.
There's no substitute for just coming to GDC Home and looking, feeling, touching, sitting down, laying down.
It's a day project. I mean, people come in here for the day and spend time. I mean,
right,
absolutely.
Right. And I know at night you're not open, obviously, so they can look at the GDC Home website. But, you know, you need to come visit. And it must be a challenge to kind of guide people, some of your customers, because it can be an overwhelming kind of experience coming here to GDC Home. You have so many offerings.
We take that for granted because we're in this environment every day, so we forget how large and vast it is. But when people walk in, that's their first impression, and it is a little daunting for them. Mm-hmm. I think, but that's our job, to sort of kind of streamline it. Mm-hmm. And let them know that we can kind of customize to their needs and sort of ignore all the other things, because there are kind of a million possibilities, but usually they have very specific kind of requests.
Mm-hmm. So GDC Home in Mount Pleasant on Coleman Boulevard, GDC Home Freshfields Village out at Kiowa, and then GDC Home here on Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Lori Marvel and Gil Tisdale with GDC Home. And thanks so much to GDC Home for hosting today's radio show. We have wanted to do a radio show here for years, and so we're glad that we can finally come out. Thank you all. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from GDC Home. And we're located today at 1290 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. This is their flagship store, and they also have two other stores, one in Mount Pleasant and one out at Kiowa. And now we're talking with home designer Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations and Home Design. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Take a moment, Jody, and tell everybody about Crosby Creations Home Design.
Well, we are a full-service custom home design firm. We do the design from conceptual all the way through working drawings. Mm-hmm. We also do renovation and addition design, which is great for some of these high density areas where people really want to be there, but there's no real estate available, and they have a growing family and they want to expand, and we go in and help them make their home what they need to be in order to have a little bit of elbow room.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're building a new house, for sure, but even if you're remodeling, it's really difficult to wing it. You really do need a plan going into the project. And talk about how Crosby Creations Home Design can help with that.
Oh, definitely. You need a plan. There are way too many restrictions nowadays for anybody to be able to go into a project like that and wing it. The builder needs plans in order to do a budget, the permitting office, the zoning office, the engineer, the whole nine yards. Everybody needs a comprehensive plan so they can look at the set of plans and know exactly what materials they need. They can talk with the client about spec level. It's a necessity.
What's spec level?
Spec level basically it is in line with what your budget is. So a spec level for, a custom house, you might have something that's maybe more of a builder grade. You might have something that's a step up from that. That spec level is going to, siding, know, or brick or stucco on the outside, metal roof, shingles, what type of countertops. Are you going to do formica? Are you going to do granite? Are you going to do wire shelving? Are you going to do, California Closets or, one of those sorts of companies? So your spec level drives your budget considerably.
Mm-hmm. When we were building our house, we gave our architect a wish list. As she was working on it, I kept asking her, how much is this going to cost? And she couldn't tell us. Mm-hmm. And my big fear was that at the end of the process, it might be a great house, but it might not be affordable. How does Crosby Creations Home Design help guide your customers so that that the house that you design for them will be the house that they can afford to build?
So I talk with a lot of builders in the area. I work with a lot of them. They refer me. I refer them. I try to stay in touch with projects that they've done of mine, do analysis, ask them, how much did that cost, per square foot to build? One of the first things that I ask clients when I meet with them is, what is your budget? And a client is more likely to tell me a budget as the designer because they know that I'm not building the house than they are with the builder. But I always encourage them to tell the builder what the budget is. So when we design plans, I take all their specs. They say, okay, my budget is $200 per square foot. Okay. Well, I want brick on my foundation. Well, you're likely not going to be able to afford brick on your foundation.
So you're able to kind of point these things
out
right away.
We're able to back them down and give them better expectations. I do not do spec levels on the plans because I really like, and my clients as well, we like to work hand in hand with the builder in order to keep them in line with their budget. Because we want every house that we design at Crosby Creations to be built. That's the entire purpose of why we exist. We want to be able to design a house. We want the customer to be able to afford it, and we want them to be able to build the house. So we like working with the builders. It's always beneficial when they have a builder chosen, and if they don't, we can definitely refer them to a few builders to speak with and sort of see who they get along with best and go look at some of their houses, maybe talk to some of their past clients. But we want to be able to give them the freedom within our design to back down certain specs. Because if you have a set of plans with a full set of specs, when a builder gets that, they're going to price it based on that spec level. Mm-hmm. Versus saying, well, I'm going to put in a budget number of $60,000 for your cabinets. Okay, I'm going to send you to my cabinet company. They're going to show you what is within that $60,000 limitation. And I tell my clients, if you go in there and you pick, you know, an upgrade and it's another $20,000, then you should either expect to have an additional $20,000 of cost in your house, or you're going to have to back off something else so that you can move that money over to your cabinets. Mm-hmm. So we really like to work hand in hand with the builders and the clients so that they can afford to build their house or build their, you know, renovation or addition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the most difficult question to answer, and it's the question that everybody has is what's going to be the cost per square foot. Mm-hmm. And builders don't want to get pinned down with giving them a wrong answer. And the thing is, you add certain aspects to your home, like an elevator, mm-hmm. or a swimming pool, or those things can really throw off the cost per square foot. And it sounds like you've been around the block enough that you recognize those things and you know where they can splurge and where they can save in order to hit that target cost per square foot.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, March of this year was 10 years that we've been in business, and we have designed over 500 projects in the Lowcountry. Mm. So we've definitely had our fair share of experience and developing those skills as we go through with each project, learning something a little bit new each time. And I think it's just vital to be able, you know, for me to be able to stay in touch with these builders and have these frequent conversations with them, you know, looking at a house, okay, well, what did it cost to build that? You know, you can sit there and show a client and go, well, this builder, you know, built this house for $235 a square foot. You see where this is sort of basic, where you see where they splurged here, mm-hmm. and you're able to, it's great to have projects to be able to compare that to. And, you know, I might have a client come in and they want something very basic, nothing extravagant. I know what builders to send them to. Might have clients come in and they're, you know, they're in a much more upscale neighborhood. They have a really solid budget. And I might send them to a different mm-hmm. level builder. Mm-hmm. You know, all my builders that I recommend are good
custom builders.
They're good custom builders. They're reputable. But I can sort of look at a budget and go, okay, well, these are your guys here because they, you know, this is what they build all the time. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, their level. Mm-hmm. So I try to pair them up and match them up and make sure that it's a good fit.
How do you keep up with some of the changing pricing? You know, lumber prices are very volatile, and I've been hearing how much they've gone up, so how do you adjust your the expectations to pass on to your customers?
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, the bones of the house is the bones of the house. You're going to have a foundation. You're going to have walls. You're going to have a roof. Those are the hardcore numbers that you can't change, you can't back down. Yeah, you can reduce square footage, but those numbers are what they are based on the current market price of those materials. So it's the expectation to say you're going to have to back down some other cost mm-hmm. within your house, because studs are studs and shingles are shingles and concrete is concrete. We're at the mercy of the market and what those fluctuating costs are.
Do customers of Crosby Creations Home Design, do they maybe bring you some photographs of houses that they admire and that they would like a house like that? Does that help you to ultimately design their houses?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of clients, I have them create idea books on house, and they're able to collaborate those idea books with me, and I always encourage them to put notes. You know, they can go, oh, I love this column. This is the type of column mm-hmm. I want on the front porch. These are the type of windows. These shutters are awesome. And it helps me put together a storyline to see what their tastes are, and it helps drive the whole process. I tell people all the time, don't bring me floor plans. Someone will bring me five floor plans they found off the internet, and they go, I want to combine this, and I'm like, I can't even look at that because of copyright laws. Let's not do that. I have a very detailed intake form that I use for each and every client, and it has worked very well. I developed it within the first year of being in business, and it goes into the nitty-gritty details of, do you want a fireplace? Do you want it on your screen porch? Do you want it in your family room? Do you want built-ins? What are your ceiling heights going to be? Do you want metal roof, shingles, 2x4 walls, 2x6 walls on the exterior? You know, what do you want in your master bathroom? Do you want a tub, or you just want a shower? And I go through and I have this very comprehensive list, and that's how I design the houses. It's I take the words and I put them into drawing format, and we roll with it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Home Design?
Well, they can visit me on the web at crosby-creations.com, or they can call me directly at 843-514-7354.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from GDC Home, their flagship store located at 1290 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Judy Bistany with Judy Bistany Interior Design. How are you, Judy?
Great, thanks.
Good.
Nice to be here.
Judy, take a moment and tell everybody about Judy Bistany Interior Design.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have enough time? Well, I started my business in 1975 in Charlotte. I'm a graduate of UNC with a degree in art history, and I found myself in fabric stores all the time, so I thought I better go to design school.
Well, very good.
So I did that. I went back and got a degree in interior design and started out in the recession of 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And all those years later, here I am.
Perfect timing, right?
Perfect timing. I couldn't get a job, so I had to go to work for myself.
Right, right. Well, how do you help homeowners at Judy Bistany Interior Design?
Well, design, as you probably know, is creating a feeling. And one of the most important things about it is that it's not an entity unto itself. It's all about living.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing about working with clients is that we create a design together that is personal.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest job of a designer like myself is to help people avoid those costly mistakes, get it right the first time, keep adding to it, enjoy it more and more and more the longer you have it. And, you know, it's a thought process.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it classic, keep it simple.
You know, the comment you just made about interior design as a feeling, I'm not sure if that's kind of an abstract thing to say, but everyone has experienced a feeling when you walk into a room. And if it's if maybe the room has too much stuff in it, if it's it feels a little claustrophobic, that's a feeling that you get right off the, and you may not even, you're being introduced to someone or you're having a conversation, but the feeling is I don't have a lot of elbow room here. It doesn't feel as comfortable as, say, walking into a room with spacious ceilings and everything organized just right.
That's true. That's very true. But then some of us like clutter. So the secret to clutter is organization.
I think that we have something in our latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's maximalism, where I guess it's just instead of minimalism, you're putting as much stuff, but it's not just putting it in. It's very well placed and organized too.
Well, if you use the example of a Manhattan apartment where people have very little space to store all of their treasures, there's always a trick to it to mm-hmm. make it wonderful and comfortable. But minimal design and spaciousness is a great way to go, too. So my trademark for my business is creating a backdrop for living, because I think people are infinitely more important than things.
Mm-hmm.
So in the final analysis, I want it to look like it all gently floated down from heaven and landed in the right spot.
Some folks who maybe have never worked with an interior designer might be a little bit concerned that you're going to be pushing your style on the homeowner rather than bringing out what they really love. Talk about that a little bit.
You have the wrong designer if that happens to mm-hmm. you. You need a designer who understands you. It's a trust relationship. It's like a doctor-patient relationship. It's collaborative. It's information sharing. My job as a designer is to take what my clients like and give it back to them in the highest and best form that mm-hmm. it is, that there is.
Are you going to try and toss out the old and bring in only the new?
No. Actually, I usually find that with my clients, when I come to see them, I admire and like things that they tell me. Many people have come before me and said, that's got to go. And I'm surprised that anyone would say that because I have great respect for the design sensibilities mm-hmm. that have come before me.
Mm-hmm. So. You mentioned costly mistakes that can be made. How do you, as an interior designer, help a homeowner avoid costly mistakes?
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of clients over the years that have really wanted to do something that I didn't think was right. I'll fight for what I think is right in the final analysis if they still want it. You know, it's their decision.
They're the customer.
Yeah,
you have to give it to them, but you're going to give them your professional opinion too.
Well, they're not getting what they're paying for if I don't professionally communicate with mm-hmm. them about what's right and wrong for their scenario as I see it, as it's personal to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will end up with a much better outcome listening to the interior designer than if you don't and just go your own way.
Well, you sort of use the analogy of when you go and have your hair styled. If you're always telling the stylist what to do, you're missing the creativity that stylist can mm-hmm. offer for you. It's the same thing in design. It's the same thing with anything creative. But the bottom line is it has to be personal. Mm-hmm. It's not me. You know, the highest compliment I ever receive about my work is that I knew you were there because it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it looked like me, but just because it felt good.
Sure. Judy, you have a book that you've written. Talk about that.
It's based on 10 simple rules that started out on a paper napkin in 1981 over lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it evolved to what is now an ebook. It's a short read. It's full of good information about how to empower yourself in the design process as you're working with a designer or as you're working on your own. It's all about getting it right the first time and every time afterwards.
Where can they read this ebook?
Go online to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Etsy, or Kobo,
mm-hmm.
or just do a simple search for Judy Bistany on Amazon, and it'll pop right up.
Okay. Judy, you, as an interior designer, do you do much work here at GDC Home?
Well, I am new to Charleston, having come by way of St. Petersburg, Florida, and the Research Triangle before that, and Columbia, South Carolina before that, and
uh-huh.
starting out in Charlotte. So having GDC as a resource here in Charleston is a wonderful thing because it's a great store. It's got a lot of great things, and they've sort of covered all the bases. So it's a great visual resource for me with my clients.
And if folks wanted to call you to help them with their own homes, what's the best way to learn more about Judy Bistany Interior Design?
Facebook, Judy Bistany Interior Design. Pinterest, do a Google search for images on Judy Bistany. Or call me.
Mm-hmm. And what's that number?
803-600-8252.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Judy Bistany with Judy Bistany Interior Design. Thanks so much, Judy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from GDC Home, located at 1290 Sam Rutenberg Boulevard in West Ashley, and they also have two other locations, one in Mount Pleasant and also one out near Kiowa. And now we're talking with Amy Novick with Gateway Supply Company. How you doing, Amy?
Hey, doing well. Thanks, Tim.
Amy, take a moment and tell everybody about Gateway Supply.
Gateway Supply is a family-owned and operated company. We have been in business since 1955. We have 14 locations, and 9 of those locations we have showrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been in business for 54 years. Plumbing supply, as well, we've got some HVAC that we sell in our Columbia location.
Gotcha. Plumbing supply really doesn't begin to scratch the surface about what folks will find at Gateway Supply. You have a beautiful new showroom here in Charleston, and how long has the Gateway Supply showroom been open here?
We acquired this location about 2.5 years ago, went in and totally gutted the showroom that was there. We put in about a 2,500 square foot new showroom. We're a Kohler showroom of distinction. We have redone our warehouse as far as organization. The staff, we have some new Gateway employees at that location, but we also have seasoned staff out at our counter mm-hmm. that have been there with the previous
gotcha. Yeah, so it's kind of divided into two. You've got the plumbing contractor side, they come to the back end and
the counter sales,
mm-hmm. and then you've got your beautiful showroom. What will people kind of paint a picture for our listeners? What will they experience when they walk into the Gateway Supply showroom here in Charleston?
Well, immediately we welcome them. You know, we're pleased that they've come to our showroom there. We're relatively new, of course, but, you know, word of mouth has a lot to do with people coming into that showroom. We engage our customers immediately by getting their name. It's a personal thing that we take. We want their best interest at heart, what they're trying to achieve. Sometimes they're just looking and wanting knowledge and information. We have very experienced staff there. We're happy to give them some guidance as far as what our thoughts are, and they value that. But we want to make sure that they're going to gain the outcome in a kitchen or a bathroom that they are visualizing.
Mm-hmm. How is the Gateway Supply showroom organized? Do you have mostly your bath fixtures in one area and your kitchen fixtures in another?
We have them pretty much by manufacturer. However, our kitchen area is indeed going to be kitchen sinks, kitchen faucets, pot fillers. We have vignettes set up for the bathrooms where there would be a toilet. In some cases, we have an alcove tub, freestanding tub, showers with shower doors. So we've got a variety of product and product lines set up in areas that would be specific to bath kitchen.
Mm-hmm. What are you finding folks choosing at Gateway Supply these days? What kinds of trends are you seeing?
Well, one thing people want, ease of living. They want things that are easily cleaned. For instance, for a toilet, it could be an enclosed trap where you don't see the trapway. It's china all the way around. It's mm-hmm. easy to wipe off and keep clean. Even wall-hung toilets now for the residents, we're finding that people want to be able to just mop right under it. A lot of people are building their final homes in some cases, so walk-in showers, level entry showers where there's no curb. Things where there's unintrusive floors in your shower, so you might have a channel drain that would be in the wall itself. You wouldn't even be able to see any drain at all on the floor of your shower. As far as faucets, people, again, are going for single-handle faucets where they may have had a 8-inch widespread faucet.
For the kitchen or the bathroom?
For the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. One, again, it's easy to use. They're ADA compliant, aging in place, as we call it. And they allow the beauty of the countertop that people are spending a lot of money on to shine, you know, mm-hmm. to see. It's just simplicity, but with an elegant twist.
How about finishes? What kinds of finishes are people steering toward?
Chrome seems to be popping a little bit more. People are a little bit more comfortable putting that into their homes. It's crisp. It's clean. It makes
a timeless
statement. It's timeless. It's coastal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the mixing of finishes. So you may have a brushed nickel finish in your kitchen for your sink, and then they may do an oil rub bronze faucet in there,
mm-hmm.
or they may do an antique brass. We are seeing more brass finishes coming into play, also champagne bronze, where it's not a real high sheen of a gold hue, but it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing, it's nice for customers to feel like their kitchen faucet or something in their bathroom really is outstanding, where people come in, I always call it the awe factor.
Mm-hmm.
Go, wow, that's great. You mm-hmm. know, what a super look. I never would have thought of putting that together. So it's a successful, fun atmosphere. That's functional too.
Do folks have to have their plan together as far as selecting bath and kitchen fixtures, or can you kind of hold their hand and guide them and help them?
Well, we're working with everybody from builders to designers to architects to homeowners to plumbers. Sometimes we'll send their customers in. If they can come in with blueprints, in some cases, if they can come in with a list of what mm-hmm. their thoughts are as far as what they want, we can help and guide them. I mean, sometimes people come in and say, I need a freestanding tub. Well, we also need to understand what type of tub filler is going to be on there. Do you want it to be a filler that's coming out of the wall or a tub filler that's actually mounted to the tub? And then there's the drain and the, you know, do you want an overflow in that tub or do we want that it to be without an overflow?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things sometimes that people may think they know of everything they need, but then we try to help them create a vision and understand what is your lifestyle
mm-hmm.
like? Who
mm-hmm.
are you going to be entertaining in this space? You know, are you and your husband both going to be in the bathroom at the same time getting ready in the mornings? It's funny, sometimes you'll ask a customer, what type of kitchen faucet do you have right now? Is it a pull down? Is it, you know, two handle? And sometimes as often as we use a kitchen faucet, we might not even realize what the functionality of it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a kitchen faucet you can touch with your elbow and it'll come on.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a kitchen faucet that you run your hand across and it comes on. So things like that, you know, are you making hamburgers on at the grill where your hands might have hamburger on them and you just want to touch it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a great, you know, feature. Stainless steel sinks can have magnetic bands that are put on that sink before they're put in place. And you can have hooks that you would put on the inside of your sink to hang your washcloth on.
Mm.
And these are good when you only have a single bowl sink,
mm-hmm.
kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple little things sometimes that make the most functional areas for our living spaces.
Mm. What would you say sets Gateway Supply apart from maybe some of the other plumbing fixture places around town?
We have very strong relationships with our customers. We take it a personal step that, you know, we really envision this home as our success for them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of experience. Like I said, we've been in business for 54 years. We have people in our showroom that have multiple years experience with different types of product lines. We really care. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we sincerely care about our customers. We'll have customers when the project is over will go, I'm going to miss you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we stand out. We've got very strong experience out at the counter. So therefore, we're interested to make sure that the plumber is aware of what rough-in valves they're going to need and spec sheets that they need in hand. We want the jobs to go seamless for our customers and take some of the stress out of what really building a home and refurbishing homes can become. We want our customers to feel confident with the information and the knowledge they have about the products.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to enjoy the experience.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Gateway Supply Company?
Well, they can come and visit us definitely at our showroom here in North Charleston. It's at 1980 Harley Street. They can call the branch. The phone number is 843-554-0450. Certainly on our website, which is gatewaysupply.net. We have an overview of products. People can look at those. There's also a schematic of a book where they can start to plan the ideas that they may want in their different bathroom and kitchen fixtures.
Hmm, great. Well, we have been talking with Amy Novick with Gateway Supply Company. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from GDC Home. located at 1290 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Patrick Stewart and Brian Jordan with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters. How are you folks doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everybody about Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters.
Well, Holy City Exteriors is the parent company. We initially started around 3 years ago. We primarily have been working in the new home market. We've recently branched out and started doing some remodels and some roofing, as well as, you know, sunroom additions, screen port additions, whatnot. And we kind of started the shutter company out of necessity. We found that it was very difficult to get shutters in a timely manner and a quality product. So we started producing shutters in 17, and really excited about the future with the shutter company and the exterior company.
Good deal. Well, let's talk about what kinds of services does the exterior side of the business, Holy City Exteriors, offer?
We do anything from screen porch additions to full tear-off resides and everything in between.
Okay. So let's talk about, like, resides. Who may need their house to be resided?
Just about anyone in the climate we have in Charleston. Got a old wood shiplap siding or vinyl and you want an upgrade, or if you have some moisture issues that have been caused over the years, then we can come out and ascertain what we need to as far as what we can do to help you out with the new siding. There's several options available.
How would they know that maybe it's the siding that maybe is causing a problem? Like, what kinds of telltale signs will they notice?
A lot of times you'll see, you know, moisture issues in and around windows. A lot of times you'll be able to tell by, you know, if the wood is soft, obviously you've got some sort of moisture and rot. And overall, just the general appearance. Obviously, wood doesn't hold paint as well as fiber cement, and, you know, vinyl fades. So it's pretty easy to spot.
What about a lot of the older homes have got that asbestos siding on the house? Do you guys usually take that off, or you go right over the top of it?
Both are an option. It depends on how, you know, what kind of shape it's in. If you have to remove it, then that's an additional task that has to be done by an abatement team, obviously, which we have access to. So typically we try to go over it to not disturb it, but it can be done either way.
Gotcha. And what kinds of siding are people asking for as far as, like, new construction and also remodeling?
New construction, you see, you know, the common names, Hardy Plank, obviously, Allura, some Nichiha is your main three fiber cement products. And in vinyl, I mean, you're looking at, you know, everything from CertainTeed to Royal Mastic. There's higher end vinyls, obviously, out there, rather than your construction grade. Color Plus is big now because obviously people in this climate, you know, have to paint more often than some in more mild climates. And this is a product where it comes completely 100% finished grade product, so it's paint ready to go.
I remember when I many years ago when I had a garage built. They were installing the siding, and I got to talking with the contractor that was there, and he was saying that he's worked for people who have said you need to put that cement siding. Every joint needs to be very, very tight, and he knew that was not the right way to install. So there's right ways to install, and there's incorrect ways, right?
That's absolutely right. We work very closely, just about every lot that we walk, with a James Hardy regional installation manager. We have a program called FTQ 360 that we utilize through James Hardy that has a very specific checklist of the James Hardy specifics as far as... You get back, post that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
We still continue?
Mm-hmm.
So FTQ 360 is a program that we utilize with James Hardy that has a very, very fundamental checklist of beginning to end and everything involved, their installation guidelines and practices, and we use that on job sites.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. How did you both get started with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters?
I've actually been in the construction business my entire life, in and around. My family was cabinet makers, and my father owned the first vinyl siding company in my hometown in the upstate. So I've been around it, and Patrick and I actually met in college, and I brought him on last year as we were growing to be my my right-hand man. So.
Hmm. Gotcha. So you've had that experience working for others, maybe making any mistakes that you need to be making. Now you're on your own.
Yeah, it's fun and stressful at the same time. We're, you know, growing really fast, and we're very excited about what the future holds.
What's I know the market's red hot right now. If somebody called Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters and had a project, how quickly would you be able to get to them?
Yeah, it depends on the project. If it's a tear off reside, something like that, we're probably, you know, within a month. Shutters are turning around in 3 to 4 weeks. So we're not that far out.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the shutters side of things. We've got hurricane season is fast approaching, and but not everybody needs impact rated shutters for their home. Holy City Shutters sells both types.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we sell aluminum shutters that are rated, and we sell aluminum that are unrated. Obviously, the unrated are a little more price conscious. We do the composite that we build out of right now is an unrated, specifically decorative, but they are functional.
And I've noticed, it seems like they're putting houses very, very close to each other, maybe 6 feet apart. People want their privacy, and maybe a set of Bahama shutters can on the porch can really help to give you that privacy.
We see a lot of that. There's several neighborhoods that we're doing just about every porch because of that very reason. Just the distance in between is not enough. Also, you get a shade factor involved with it, and aesthetically, it's just beautiful to look at when you're sitting out and having some sweet tea at the end of a long day.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular style of shutters that Holy City Shutters is selling these days?
We sell mostly what we're selling is large Bahamas, and obviously we offer every color in the Sherwin-Williams color palette, so you can get them in any size, shape. You can get, a lot of people are ordering just half shutters for their privacy. So, just down to the caps of the railing. So you have a little more airflow. Mm-hmm. And then there's people on slab homes that are putting them on, all three sides of their porches for complete privacy.
Mm-hmm. Back to the Holy City Exterior side of things, waterproofing your home. That's what you want to keep the water out. Are there any tricks of the trade that you folks employ to make sure that that house is waterproof and airtight?
Yeah, we follow all of our product guidelines. Anything from wrapping a house, we absolutely follow every guideline there. Which was house wrap. We also make sure that everything's taped up as we go. As you said, follow Hardy installation guidelines or Allura guidelines, whichever company we're using. And, it's important to get guidance from the manufacturer. And Patrick mentioned, we work very closely with both the Allura reps and the Hardy reps to ensure that we're doing it above and beyond.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters?
They can give us a call at our office at 843-789-4123. Or they can send in a request for an inquiry to have us come out and just take a look for them. Our exteriors website is holycityexteriors.com, shutter company is holycityshuttercompany.com, and you can contact me directly, 843-647-8807, and usually I can get out within a day or two.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Patrick Stewart and Brian Jordan with Holy City Exteriors and Holy City Shutters. Thanks, gentlemen.
Talking about a home, talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday